Hello, this is Tammy.
Radio.
We are coming from, again, Cordova, Tennessee, Butterfly Evolution. As we prepare for tonight's show, let me first tell you that it's just been a trying day, and things in Cordova are not so well because we are without power and had to find a place to host the show. So thank God for family with power. But we are going to move on with the show as scheduled. I do see that we have our guest speaker, one of our guest speakers in queue tonight, that will be talking with us and sharing some things and her opinion and opinions or comments as a young woman. Tonight she will share with us what she believes and what she sees that we are, as older women, are doing or not doing as it relates to setting an example for our younger women and our youth and young adults. So as we start the show tonight, I do want to just kind of go back on what we discussed last week in our first show. We had some great comments, great callers, great speakers in relation to being a woman of virtue, and where we have gone wrong with that. What have we lost? What do we need to regain in order to be that mother, be that sister, be that friend that God designed us to be and that the Word says we should be? So we, again, had great speakers, great dialogue, great comments about that. This week, again, we want to go to our younger women and have them share with us what they feel we are doing wrong or right. You know, sometimes we're doing things right to keep them on track. And I think the best thing that we can do is live by example. Again, I put in the comment, do as I say and not as I do. It's not something that I believe in, particularly when we're talking to our youth and young adults who are watching us, watching the way that we live, the things that we say, the things that we do, the things that we do not do. So with that being said, would like to introduce Stacy, who is very dear to my heart. I've met Stacy through my son. She is a very bright young lady, and I've seen her blossom into the most beautiful butterfly, one of the most beautiful butterflies. So, Stacy, are you on the air with us?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. We're going to pull this off. As I indicated, I just got back in town about 15 minutes ago, and only to learn that the power is out due to a storm that came through Memphis. So we're going to move on and just try to do the best we can. Again, I see that we have several callers in queue. But, Stacy, why don't you start just by telling us a little bit about yourself and then going into some of those things that you see. You know, tell us your age, what's going on in your life right now, and just as much as you would like to share about your past that has allowed you to come to where you are now. And I'd like to just say thank you to Stacy, because she is one of those young girls who seeks the advice and she seeks understanding to becoming a woman of virtue. She seeks that knowledge. She doesn't turn away advice. She has her good days. She has her bad days. And I just admire her strength and where she is in her life today. So, Stacy, with that being said, would you just kind of tell us a little bit about Stacy, as much as you'd like to share, and, you know, don't feel obligated to share, you know, just tell us, share from your heart. Just give us the Stacy that you'd like for us to know about, and then go into conversation about the topic that we have tonight.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody. My name is Stacy Smith. I am a student at Knox Hill, well, UTK. And my major is communication studies, and my minor is in journalism. I'm 21, and right now, at this point in my life, I am a young woman who is seeking God to the fullest. And with the help of the women in my life, I feel that I am very blessed. With tonight's topic, as a virtue woman, I feel that they are strong women who have been put in my life with a positive mindset and who are always encouraging to others. My thoughts on how they've influenced my life are, they've always been a blessing. Me as a young woman, I feel that I could have easily gone on the wrong path, but with the help with my mom and my aunties and mother-like figures like Tammy, I feel that as a young woman, I am put on the path to succeed in life. And me being young, I feel vice versa. I have young women looking up to me, and it's a good feeling. And what I think about young, older women is that they're always going to be encouraging to others, especially in my life, giving me the words that I need when I have my down days or when I need to seek advice. And having women in my life is it's a great feeling because I know I'm not going to go astray. Like in this society today, women are looked upon in negative ways, and I strive not to be looked in that negative light. So it's a good feeling to have women in my life who are always striving to see me succeed, and I thank all of you guys for that. A flaw that I feel we as women or older women can teach younger women is that when we have men in our lives, we tend to get off balance in that relationship, and our friends, our best friends see that, and how do we overcome that control from men and move forward in a relationship instead of having the men be the controlling, the dominant person in it. So,
okay, well, Stacey, let me ask you a question. Notice that you said that when men are in, and that you see that when men are in our lives as older women, that we seem to get off balance. Can you elaborate on that? And I'd like to talk more about elaborate on that for me first, and then I may have a second question about another comment that you made. So you said that we as women, older women, seem to get off balance. In what way? Can you give me an example?
Yes. More like controlling. Why do older women tend to go back to the men who have mistreated them or abused them in any kind of way? And I'm just saying that from experience that I've seen in older women who are close to me. So
Okay. So basically, why do we allow some of the things? I think we touched on that last week when we had the comment. We discussed the comment that was made to a lady that what she would not do, 100 women would. So this was coming from a young man to a young lady when this man, you know, explained to her that what she would not do, 100 women would. And we think, for the most of us, I think a lot of women would agree that change is not going to come in man until we as women get back to that place of virtue and respecting ourselves first.
Yes.
And once you respect yourself, it has to follow. And if you get 100 women, like this person said, what I won't do or what you won't do, 100 women would. Well, let's turn that around. Let's get 100 women to not do what he's thinking every woman would go for, and let's see what happens. But if you allow things, if you consistently take things that are not right, because I do believe that the man should be head. I mean, so that being said, I do believe that man should be head of the household, and we as women should be submissive. Now, there's a lot of people that may not agree to that, but you have to define submissive. So, but that's another topic, and we will have that topic. But I agree with Stacey about getting off balance. We tend to put everything off balance, even God, when that man, our friend, you know, when that man comes into our lives. And sometimes knowing that that man is just not doing right by us all the time. And again, you know, not to say anything about the men, but we do know that women, for the most part, have become weak. If that's a better word, I'm not leaving myself out. It, you know, by any means, it's a growing process, and you have to learn to respect yourself, especially us as adults, the adult women, when we are counseling or sharing our life through our daily walk with the young girls. So what I'm going to do, I do have our co-host Tika, who I see is out. And Tika is traveling. She's in Florida, but she's going to come on and talk a little bit about being a virtuous woman and kind of define that. Over the past week, Sika has been on a search with women and men, just asking, what does virtue mean? What does being a virtuous woman mean? And interestingly, she found out that not a lot of people could define that word. So if we can't define something that we've been designed to carry, how can we live it? You know, so you first have to know what is it that makes us, or what should we be about. So I'm going to bring Sika on. So, Stacey, if you just hold on, we're going to keep you on because I want to come back. I still have a question about one of the comments that you made. So I'm going to bring Sika on, and then callers, if you just hold on out there, I'm going to bring you on as well.
Okay.
Sika, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, how are you? How is Panama?
I'm good. Panama is beautiful. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Okay. That's great. Hello, everybody. Hello, all of my supporters and listeners. I truly appreciate your support of our show. I'd like to give a little bit. I asked a couple people, well, a few people, if they could tell me what virtue was, and I didn't get a lot of feedback from people really knowing what that means. It's like there seems to be a very vague clue of what that truly means. But one person that I did ask that seemed to give me a very clear answer. I did get the male perspective on what virtue is, and I asked my uncle, because I am here visiting my family in Florida, and my uncle's definition, it was a woman who follows moral standards, biblical, of course, modest, industrious, cares herself with respect around her children, her community of people as well, and recognized by everyone of someone who bases their behavior on the Bible. You know, they set a moral standard for everyone. And that was from a male perspective, but I did get that from my uncle. But I would like to I'd like to make note of what Webster's definition of virtuous is. And virtuous is, of course, showing or having more virtue. But virtue is a quality held to be great, and that's to be great of more value with the distinction of excellence. And to include what I feel is excellence, I have several terms of what I feel is a clear distinction of excellence. And I feel that would be decency, goodness, honesty, honor, innocence, integrity, morality, purity, temperance, and uprightness. And there were several other things in there as well, with purity along with virginity, but it would be a little bit different for someone in a married relationship. But through those things of virtue, what will also be a distinction of excellence, it will also give and provide for you a source of effectiveness, efficiency, force. You'll also achieve in having this moral distinction of excellence, fortitude, power, and strength. And in the power and strength, you'll get through the distinction of excellence. Merit, superiority, value, and work comes through all of that. So all of those are such powerful, powerful meanings. Those are all powerful meanings behind the word virtue and virtue was. And so those are not hard to achieve. It's not as if that's something that you can't do or you feel that is just way out of your reach and way out of your league. Just the simple acts of not, just simple things as if you're doing something to dishonor someone, that is not an act of virtue. If you're doing something that's corrupt, you're not acting in a way of virtue. If you're doing something that's vile or debilitating to someone else, that is not an act of virtue. So it's not hard to know right from wrong, not your perception of right from wrong, but a lot of people know what right and wrong is, but from a biblical standpoint of what right and wrong is. When you're, you know, being weak, infirmity, those are not acts of virtue. And so it's not hard to know that if I stay opposite of this side of the tracks, it is not hard to possess virtue. It is not hard to show virtue. It's not hard to be virtuous. That is a very simple thing to do, and it's not as hard as you think it is. Actually, the order that God has given us, the order is very simple. It becomes hard when we make it hard because we choose to do things our own way. But if we would get in line with his will is not difficult. I think, you know, just being decent, honorable, just, right, and scrupulous, like I said, those are beginning steps. But we, you know, of course, we'll continue to listen to what some of our other guests may like to share with us. Before I go, I'm not going to stay on long because I am out of town and our show is rather short. But just want to, you know, give honor to God for giving us this platform to share this resource of change. And also before I go, I'd also like to give thanks to a friend of mine who was very inspirational in Tammy and I putting our show together. On Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, he has a show called Fit for the Soul, and it's a very uplifting show for the mind, body, and soul. And our listeners, if you can tune into that, that'll just be reinforcement of what we're sharing as well. But again, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I'm going to turn it back over to Tammy.
Thank you, Tika. I do have a question before you leave. What are your thoughts on what we are doing as women, not just you and I, as women to give back to the young girls as far as in the life that we live? On the description of the show tonight, we put there, you know, what are we doing through the life that we live, whether it's through the man or the men that we choose? I think that's very important, especially as women, particularly with young girls, but I think equally important for those women, and we just have to be honest and face it. We do have a lot of single women, single family homes that children are being raised by women. We discussed last week about, we had a caller that called in and talked about the difference in having a child brought up in a home with just a man and just a woman, and he expressed his thoughts on what that does to a child, and he thought that it could be equally good and bad because we as women are emotional. Men are more direct. You know, they are straight to the point. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on what we're doing? And I think we have a twofold, I guess, situation looking into it, because I think we have decided by way of choice to move to a form of trying to be a godly woman. And again, I say choice because really, people, it is a choice that we have to consistently make, I say, every second, because life is full of so many things. And as women, we tend to compete with one another. And our young girls see this as well and how we act towards one another. You know, I heard I cannot think of this lady's name, but I heard her show where she was talking about we as women have to allow each other's light to shine, because our light, you know, we come in all different shapes, forms, fashions, and different concerns, you know, different strengths, weaknesses, and so forth. So, Tika, before you leave, would you just kind of comment on the things that you think we are doing great on or in, and the things that we're not doing so good in?
We meaning just our generation?
Women in general.
I do see our generation as women as a very lost generation. I don't know what has happened. There's several things that has happened, but there in this generational gap, a lot of women who are our age, you know, I will say in the bracket of 25 to 45, it seems to be a lost value system. And without a lost value system, there's no strong foundation to build upward. It's like there's no solid foundation. There's no foundation at all. The foundation is, well, I guess I'll do this, I guess I'll do that. And without having a solid foundation based in the word, to me, we will just haphazardly go through life. And we cannot give instruction or direction, because to not have a solid foundation, that individual don't know which way to go, up, down, left, right. There's no clear indication of which way to go. So without a clear biblical foundation based on God's word and based on biblical principles, we will float through our entire life without order, without structure, without balance, without peace, without love. And to me, that's where we have to...
I said, and certainly without virtue.
Virtue is all of that. Virtue is to have virtue, you have to have, in virtue, there will be peace, there will be love, there will be power, there will be value, there will be worth, there will be honor in virtue, but it's with building that solid foundation from a biblical standpoint. I feel that a lot of us, a lot of times we don't come into recognizing this until we get older. It's better late than never, but coming to a realization that this is not the future I want to bring my children into and the future generations behind us, I want them to come into something more positive, something that the generations before us, that the integrity that the generations before us had. And with doing it one, like we said earlier, we'll do it one person at a time if we have to, if we must, with God's blessing. I know we're capable of doing anything, you know, that's in His will. But I just feel a lot of us are lost. A lot of us are lost, and we need to, seeking structure is based in the Word, God's Word.
Okay. And Stacy, are you still with us?
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Okay.
Proverbs 31. Tammy, you know, can you hear me? Tammy, you can hear me, but show me that maybe you're not able to hear me. But let me know what Proverbs 31 says.
No, we're all on, Tika. They can still hear you.
Oh, okay. Proverbs 31. Hello, Stacy.
Hey. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, beautiful?
I'm good.
And that's, Tammy, not to cut you off, but that's another thing, allowing each other's light to shine. There's enough light in this world for all of us. There's no reason for us to try to outshine someone's light or try to keep them in the dark, because if you try to take light from someone else, you stay in the dark. So there is plenty of room to allow everyone else's light to shine, also to edify your sister, edify your brother. Like I said, when their light shines, your light shines even brighter, especially when you encourage them. Okay, Stacey, go ahead.
About the comment how you said women tend to be lost in today's society, I agree with that. As a young woman looking at younger women who are out here, we do tend to be lost, and without mentors, without older women to look up for advice, to be honest, I don't know where I would be at as a woman, as a young woman today. So thank you for teaching me.
And you're welcome, Stacey. I remember, Stacey, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but I remember you made the comment of just kind of feeling alone sometimes because your journey is to do right. And so we as women also, it's our responsibility to let you know this is, choosing the right thing is not always the popular thing. In most cases, it's never the popular thing. And you will lose friends. You will lose family, because it's easy for people to wear this clown, face of a clown. You know, you're dressed up pretty. You have the pretty clothes. You have the $400 purse, the $400 shoes, and not $4 in your savings. And, you know, and being a good steward, being a virtuous woman, it's a list of things, some that we've noted here tonight, some that we haven't. But dressing up, and the Bible does talk about that as well. You
dressing
know, you
up
can
the
dress
shell.
Up, you can be clothed, but you know at the end of the day who you are and what you've been for that day, what you will be tomorrow if you don't recognize where you are and make a choice. Choice is the key word here tonight, to change and to do right. You have to, like the show, the title of the show, Dying to Live, you have to die every day in order to live. Because the Bible tells us, you can try it our way, and where has it gotten you thus far? You can go out, you can dress up, you can do those things, that make you feel good for the moment. But at the end of the day, at the end of the night, when you look into the mirror, when you lay down in the dark, you know. You know what's really there and what you're really going through. So as women, I think we need to be honest with one another. We need to help one another so that we can get a hold of our younger women. And in changing, Tika and I talked today about it sometimes feels so overwhelming and we think, what are we doing here? There's no way we can fix this. And we talked today about not fixing the entire thing, but one person at a time. If we can help one young woman to find out who she is in Christ, who she is as a
better
as a person,
woman, better mother,
herself,
yeah.
will make better
she
choices.
Be a better woman.
She will make better
yes.
choices
be better
in
mother.
Her selection. Husband, yes,
woman,
she will be a better
wife.
How you change generations by one person at a time. There's no way we can capture every young girl, even here in my little area. There's no way. But if we can catch one who goes out and allows someone else's light to shine through the assistance of her, then we can make a difference. I want to bring on, we have some more callers, so I want to bring on, I see that we have, and Tika, I'm not sure, do you need to go? Tika is out with her three beautiful daughters in Panama, right, Tika?
Panama City.
Where are you, Tika?
Okay. Panama City.
Okay. So Panama City. So we're going to, Tika, if you need to go, that's fine. Thank you for taking some time out to
I'll
share. And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Well, if you, I will just check back with you. If you need to come on, I'm going to leave you on the air, okay? And if you need
okay.
to hang up, that's fine. We're going to
okay.
go out. I have Latasha from Georgia, from the Atlanta area. We're going to go out and have her make a comment. I also have my brother who's here in he passed me a note, but I'm going to put him on the spot, and I'm going to allow him to, I guess, his face, but his face is on this topic. For that, we're going to go out. I believe we have Latasha from Atlanta. Latasha?
Yes.
All right, you're on the air. Okay. Thank you for listening and following the show, and to everyone, this is my cousin, Latasha out of Atlanta. This is her first time listening, so I appreciate that. And Tasha, I'd just love for you to share your thoughts on what we're doing and or what we're not doing. Tasha is a little bit younger than I am and used to help me tremendously, and I hope I've made a difference in her life through my life. So I'll let you have the floor. Tasha?
I think, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Tammy?
We can hear you fine.
Okay. I think that women of Tammy's right. She's just a little bit older than I am, but I would say from my point of view, from my life, Tammy has been such an influence of me because of, number one, the way she was brought up and the way that she has been such a encouragement by raising her son, Brandon. I think we as women, when we walk through life journeys, we have experiences that we go through. And I think sometimes when you're dealing with young women, if they just know that, hey, I'm going through this, I'm going through terrible pain. I'm going through things, and if they see a woman, an older woman that has been where they've been, then they tend to flock to that woman because they feel like that woman could share some experiences that she's been through, and that they feel that that woman has been on their level. I think we, as women, can do better if we begin to not only go out and seek women, young girls that are going through things that they need help. I think we can not only show them what we've been through, but actually walk with them through what they're going through. Sometimes I think the young lady Stacy, she made a perfect point as women when we get into these relationships, we forget who we are. We fall in love. We forget our family. We forget our friends. And I think that we just have to grab a hold of ourselves, because God is truly in the blessing business. And if we continue to seek the things we want to have and what we want to do, then it's not going to work for us. But if we move further and say, you know what, God, I'm going to let you have everything, let you be in control, then we begin to see things that are going to happen for us and good things. And God said it himself. He said, you know, you may not get everything you want then, but I'm an on-time God. Things are going to happen. You're not going to know if you just begin to search him and just seek him. Things are going to begin to happen in your life. You're not going to know what hit you. But to go back to the message of tonight, being a virtuous woman, oh, God, I mean, that word has, Tika hit it right on point with the definition. My take on being a virtuous woman is being, having purity and being honest and just walking in that right direction of what God wants you to be, not what you want to be, but what God wants you to be. And sometimes, Stacey, we do lose friends, we do lose family, but if we stay on that right path, I guarantee you, the other side is going to be so much better than what you're walking right now. But,
right.
I mean, I'm going to get happy. So, Tammy, take it over. I'll get happy.
That's
and
I'd
I'll
like
get
to something you said, I'd like to share on that about Stacey, you know, losing friends. And I know we're talking about women, but there's a young man that that I'm very fond of, and he's about 23, and is going through the same thing as a young man who's trying to live right, who's trying to do right. He's out trying to have, you know, 3-4 women, even at this age. You know, he is really is a man after God's heart. And even he finds himself alone, you know, and he questions, you know, why there's so many young girls who are in church who are, you know, they claim to love God, but somehow they end up picking the wrong guy. And again, not to say anything wrong about, you know, we're not bashing men, bashing guys, but men, I'm a firm believer that you all do only what we allow you to do. So we cannot bash you because, again, you are only doing what we are allowing you to do each and every day, whatever that may be. And we have some great men. We hear women saying that there are no great men out there. I just don't think women are really ready for great men. You know, I remember a friend who had a girlfriend, a friend girl, who asked him to introduce her to one of his good male friends.
Hello.
So, you know, we have to make sure that we are ready for that good man. I think the good man, I think we run good men away sometimes. And I do think they exist. But I do think we as women, we have to get it together. We really have to get it together. We have to keep our word. Even when it comes to these men, you know, so many times we'll tell these men, you know, we're this, we're that, we don't do this, we don't do that. And then there we go, you know, and then they're looking at us like, yeah, right. So our word becomes everything in what we do, what we say, how we live. Again, like
yeah.
You put in the comment, we can't be church moms. We can't be Sunday moms. It's how you are every day, not just going to church. You know, you can't get up on Sunday morning and be the Sunday mom who does everything right on Sunday. You get to church and you speak differently, you act differently, and your child is looking over like, who is this? See, I've seen that happen. Who is this woman? So we have to be consistent in what we do. And I just wanted to make note that we have young men who are living their lives, trying to live their lives right, and they cannot find a young lady who wants to respect them, who wants to be respected by them. You know, I've heard where young girls have said, you know, his pants don't sag far enough. That's insane to me, you know. But, again, that's where we've come today, and hopefully we will be able to reach you know, young girls, and by the way that we live. Again, my brother is here with me tonight, and he wants to share just a few things. And again, men, we welcome your comments. Please, please call. We said earlier on the first show that this in no way will be a man bashing show, because we need you, and hopefully you need us. That's the way it was designed. That's the way it should be. We all have something to bring to our relationships, to our families, to our homes, to our jobs. We all have something to bring. We all have a light, whether it's you're male or female. We have different roles, different responsibilities, and we just need to tap into those and let it be the way that it was designed to be. And I think when we do that, we'll find more good men, and we'll be able to see them, you know. But we're so clouded with putting on the right dress, the right pair of shoes, you know, just saying the right thing, when we just need to let it go and let God. So I could go on and on, but I'm going to let someone else share. And again, this is my brother Mike, and he's got something to share.
I have a few things to share. I was listening to the conversation. It's called Dying to Live. And that's a deep conversation. Dying to live is a very deep conversation, because you shouldn't die to live, but you should live to die. And what I mean by that is that when you're dying to live, that means that you are struggling. And God doesn't want us to struggle. It's hard for a righteous to live in an unrighteous world. And that's the thing about this world, that we are living in an unrighteous world. And that we as people and godly people that are trying to live righteous happen to deal with an unrighteous world. So that means that we are living in a world that is unrighteous, and that we as all people have to account for ourselves in the future and today, because the way that we are living now is not the right way. And dying to live, and the young generation, is basically that's what they're doing. They're dying to live. They're dying to get the fancy things. They're dying to attain things quickly. They're dying to get things that it takes. You know, there's an old story that some of you all may know. It's called The Turtle and the Rabbit. And the turtle was steady, and the turtle was consistent, just like God's path, narrow and straight. But the rabbit, because he was fast, he did everything in a fast pace and a fast way, that he was arrogant about what he'd done. And you live in the world of today, and the unrighteous, that's how the unrighteous are, that God is steady. God is consistent, and he is steady. And the path to God is straight and narrow. And it was called the turtle and the hare. The turtle, even though everyone knows that the turtle was very slow, the turtle was steady. But the rabbit was fast in his unrighteousness, and just like the life that we live, we want it now. Everything, when I walk around, I see the world, it's not about hard work. It's not about patience. It's not about, see, because God is patience. If you pay attention to God, if God was not patient, we would not be here today. God is a very humble God, and he's a very patient God. And that's the thing with mankind today. We are dying to live. We are dying to live instead of living to die. And like I say, God is a very patient God. And we're living in an unrighteous world. And everybody wants it now. No one wants to work. No one wants to put in what it takes to get to where you need to be at. Everybody wants it right now. Brothers are out here dying. Sisters are out here lying and laying in bed with brothers thinking that it's an easy way out. There is no easy way out in this life. There is no easy way out in this life. God created this earth, and it never was an easy way in life. God is nature. If you watch nature and you understand God, you see the animals and everything. It does not argue with God. It cooperates with God. The sun rises, and the sun rises every day, and it doesn't argue with the moon. It just rises. And that's what we are when it comes to God. We are like nature, and that we shouldn't argue with God, that there's no easy process in this life, that in order to gain anything, that you have to step and work for anything. And that's what's wrong with a lot of us, that we're all looking for an easy way out. There is no easy way out. What it is hard work. And like I said, when you're in a world where you're living with an unrighteous world and an unjust world, the world will tell you there is an easy way out, that money is your easy way out. But what good is the man to gain the world but lose his soul in the end? And if you think about that tonight, think about that and put that in your mind that, hey, I can attain all the money in the world and I can do all the things in the world, but what good is me to obtain this but lose my soul in the end? Okay? And so what I'm saying is that the key note and the key speech today was dying to live. Do not die, to obtain what Satan has given you, but die to obtain what God has given you. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. We have just about 3 minutes, and before we go, I just want to be able to get everybody in. I think we have one caller that's been holding on quite a while. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. Certainly, we've stayed on target, but we've gotten off a little bit as well. But the key point is, we as women, we have to make a change. We have to. We're going to continue to lose. Oh gosh, so many. We've already lost so many, but we can make a difference. I'm going to go to. We have a caller, and I believe this caller is coming again out of the Atlanta area. And I'm going to click on, and hopefully, I think we just lost him. So I apologize for that. But does anybody, Stacey, I still have you on. Tika, I still have you on. Is there anything? Tasha, I still have you on. We have 3 minutes left. Is there anything before I get going that you all want to say or comment on?
I'd just like to say. Go ahead.
This is Tika?
Yeah. I just like to leave the women with one note. Don't try and don't regret anything you've done in the past. Just realize that we're going to start from this day forward. This day forward, you can't change, rearrange, or redo the past. So don't hold it in your mind. Don't hold it against anyone. Don't hold it against yourself. Just from this day forward, move forward. And another thing, hold no grievances against anyone. This keeps you from moving forward as well. And forgive. The key is truly forgiving, because this brings virtue back to you when you can let go and forgive. Holding grievances keeps you stagnant and it keeps you in bondage. And a woman that's in bondage is not a virtuous woman. I'd just like to leave you with that note today. And anyone else who cares to share may go ahead.
Stacey, do you have any more?
What I was going to say is, last night when I was thinking about the show, I looked up this quote by an unknown author, and what it says is that we delight in the beauty of the butterfly but rarely admit the changes it's gone through to achieve that beauty. For me, as a young woman, the beauty that I have has come from inspiring women in my life who have always been there and have always been encouraging to me. So to all the women, thank you for every word that
you
have put
in
me.
We're about to 5 minutes again. Thank everyone. We will be back next Monday night, 8:00 Central Standard Time. We love you. Keep watching. Keep allowing your light to shine, but also help someone else's light shine as well. Thank you. Be blessed. And please share this word. Please tune in next Monday night, again, 8:00 Central Standard Time. We welcome listeners and we welcome your feedback and comment. And for those who we were not able to get you online tonight, call back. And we will get you online for sure, okay? Thank you again, and we look forward to conversation on next Monday night.